At the regular Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting on December 17th at Hillsborough Elementary School, Superintendent Terrence Beam shared some good news concerning the possibility of Secure Rural Schools, or SRS, funding coming through from Congress. Beam said it looks very favorable and they expect to find out something by the end of the week, but it looks like they're going to be providing some funds for both this school year and the next school year, with a permanent solution being a definite possibility. Beam recognized Treasurer Sherry Radcliffe for her diligence in making sure the SRS funding did not get ignored, and said she went above and beyond to ensure Pocahontas County schools were not overlooked. Beam added that if the SRS funding is renewed for this year, he plans to create two new positions for licensed practical nurses to help out with school nurse Jerry Friel's workload and provide better in-school medical services to the students. Friel had addressed the board at the last meeting with her concerns about being the lone school nurse for five schools. She said it is very difficult for her to serve the students of all the schools when she is only at each school one day a week. Student Representative Emmett Doolittle gave a short report, saying Pocahontas County High School is in midterm mode, a high-stress time for students and teachers alike. The meeting was Doolittle's last, and he thanked the board for allowing him the opportunity to serve as representative for the school. Senior Sierra Rodriguez will take Doolittle's place for the second semester of the school year. The board and Beam thanked Doolittle for his insight and reports from the first semester and wished him luck in the future. PCHS Principal Joe Riley gave a report on an incident which occurred last week. Riley explained to the board that there was a rumor of a threat against PCHS from a student. Riley and the staff acted accordingly by contacting the police and locking down the school. Once it was determined that there was no validity to the rumor, the school went back to normal operation. The board tabled the agenda item to approve the Greenbrier Youth Reporting Center to use PCHS as a facility. Board President Joe Walker said the item was not worded specifically enough and asked that more information be included. In personnel management, the board approved the following: employment of Julie Shiflett as athletic director for Green Bank Elementary Middle School at a supplement of $750 effective for the 2019-2020 season. That position is pending on sufficient number of players to make a team. And the resignation of Stephanie L. Barkley as Secretary 3/Accountant 3 at the Central Office, retroactive to the end of the day on December 6. Allegheny Mount Radio thanks Suzanne Stewart and the Pocahontas Times for the content of this story. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.